She wants to repeat the solo for you, and then we'll end together.
This is a childhood memory, but it's a little earlier than the one Cindy was doing her back. This is ice skating, age 9. Craig Desposito used to hit me with his hockey stick by thrusting the edge of his stick under the edge of my skates. His older brother laughing at him on that glassy New Jersey ice pond. If you love her, why don't you take her to McDonald's? Why don't you? I'll drive. Rubbing the hardship from my face, I wondered how he made the leap from hitting me to dating me. Frozen like the pond, I'd gone out to skate alone that day. Very involved in my prissy red and blue pom-poms, very fastened to the bells, the laces of the polished white figure skates Mom bought off the neighbor for $10. Very confused that my outfit was not effectively communicating the words, girl, no hitting. But there was no mommy to scream bloody murder to on that day. Infuriated by his brother's lack of diplomacy, provoked by the suggestion of need, Craig's eyes multiplying me like the kaleidoscope lens effect on a bad after-school movie. The nonviolent pain sequence. Older brother taunting the arrowhead of their sibling rivalry, piercing my fake fur muffs. And with all the passion boys of 9 can muster, Craig Desposito started skating straight at me. Stick high in hand, wind in his hair, Snicker bars in his blood. This was not looking good for me. Standing there looking like some Swiss Miss Susie Q muffin puff, ankle supports tied tightly just to stand on single blades. And his crazed forehead escalated down the evolutionary scale. Closer to my radius, a gust arose from the base of my lungs, pushing up like all the wind in Kansas and Midwestern wheat field dreams. I hate you! I hate you too! I hate you! I know you hate me! Inches before the comet collided with the shrieking muffin puff, he pirouetted out of a hockey stop, stunned into ballet, calves following a semicircle, dissipating the energy into a spiral of ice. And his blonde hair caught the straight beams of sunlight bursting from behind the blue spruce. And suddenly, I felt like a McDonald's.